Welcome to aisle 7. My name is Savage and this is my wife,
Litty.
We at the Cove right now, our home base of operations. Before we get any further along, I must disclose, this is not suitable for children under 17 without adult supervision. So if you have any kids in there, please go ahead and remove them. We mean no disrespect or offense towards anybody. I'll give you about 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's carry on. We here would like to thank Anchor for the free distribution of our podcast. We do not take that lightly. So if you, the hearing, are looking for a platform to give us a listen, go ahead and download the Anchor app and look us up, Aisle 7, the podcast. It's all about self-progress, guys. Our dedication for today's episode is it's pretty close and near and dear to my wife's heart, but this episode is dedicated to the family and memory of Seal Olive. Seal was my wife's music teacher back when she was a teenager in the AOG church coming up in the worship team. Our thoughts and prayers to the Olive family. Babe, would you like to touch up on that?
Yeah, he's just a very talented person, and Amen. It was just his Amen. Spirit itself. It wasn't just in the music, but even in just in general. He was very kind and all of that, all of those in the above. But it was just a very too. Family. Yeah, that's why I said music talented. He could sing, he had voices and all of that. And you give him any song, and it wasn't just in the church, but even outside of the church, you know. So he was a very family oriented person, mm-hmm. and he loves his wife very much, and yeah, so is his kids. So I just want to let you guys know, Seal was very important to me. You know, not just for me, but the girls that I kind of grew up with. He's someone special in our heart. So may he rest in peace.
Yeah, so, you know, thoughts and prayers to the Olive family, definitely to his wife and kids, and we're thinking of you guys, so yes. God bless.
God bless.
Moving forward, the thought of the day is forgiveness. It is so painful to walk away and forget the wrongs committed towards you. That's why it's easier sometimes to hold a grudge and initiate an issue, because we sometimes, as human beings, are afraid of our own feelings surfacing. Forgiveness doesn't cost anything, but we still give away our peace sometimes. So we have to learn to forgive before it's too late, guys.
Yes.
Our song of the day, this is kind of a personal favorite of me and my wife's, but is I Wanna Know by Joe. The song was released in 1999, so go ahead and give that a play. Listen and feel that. Tag us in your IG story of you vibing to it as well at @aisle_7_thepodcast. Our negative attack, where we want to attack negativity today is low self-esteem. I need you to know your worth and how valuable you are here on this aisle. We don't care about your past mistakes or injuries inflicted by others mentally, spiritually, or physically. You have survived for one reason and one reason only, damn it. And that is to help another soul who might be losing the same battle you just came out of. So hear me now. As long as you survive, save the next person by telling them they're with someone in this life who values them. Our color of the day is red. If you see it, say it. Our person of the day is Mahatma Gandhi. Go ahead and, you know, look him up, do some research on him, and really get a knowing around this guy. Very, very prominent figure in history. So our quote of the day, would you like to read that?
And injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yeah, and that comes by way of Martin Luther King, the doctor himself. So, you know, if you're definitely familiar with that, we have them in our thoughts, especially with the Black History Month coming up. Our goal of the week is for 2 days out of this week is to at least execute a 30-minute to 1-hour walk around the block or in a park. So me and my wife will definitely do that and post that on IG sometime this week. You down for that?
Yes.
Cool. Our person of influence that we want to highlight on today's episode definitely is going to be @SippingCoco. That's @SippingCoco. This guy has really good content on his page, especially if you're a Polynesian or an Islander inquiring about your history. Go ahead and give this guy a follow, especially if you're Samoan. He's really about his history and really enlightening the Samoan people. So go ahead and check him out @SippingCoco. Our video of the day comes by way of Jesse J, My Heart Will Go On. Mm-hmm. My Heart Will Go On, Jesse J. Search that on YouTube and really prepare for your emotions to flow. It's a really good video. My wife showed me that. Yeah, so I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Do you have an opening statement?
Yeah, just, you know, forgive. And what we're already talking about, but just like really forgive, not just forgive just for show or things like that, you know, but just okay. just really forgive, you know.
Yeah, my opening statement is I before E except after C. I mean, that's a really important rule in English, especially in English class, but I before E except after C. Remember, when you're spelling the word receive, it's C-E, not C-I. So hopefully that's right. Somebody correct me, but yeah, it's I before E except after C. Moving on, before we get into the juicy part of why you guys came here today, is our prayer point.
Yes.
And this is just a segment in our show where we like to really give ourselves a moment of silence and not only meditate, but reflect on our lives and really get in tune with what we want to do from this point on for the rest of our lives. So if you guys don't mind, whoever you pray to, whatever you pray to, even if you don't pray, we're just asking for a moment of silence as we dive into our spirituality, starting now. Okay, I'm definitely enjoying that. So we definitely got some feedback from last week's episode, and yes. we just would like to share that. My wife's going to go ahead and read a few of hers, and then I'm going to go ahead and read a few of mine. But we got all five, so definitely excited about that, because that was the goal we set for last week's episode. So we want to thank you guys for not
thank
only
you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for the people who really are really into what we're doing here, but the feedback that was very tremendous. Thank you for all those who are supporting by sharing the Instagram page and the posts we're putting up. I_7_the_podcast. The love is real. Thank you guys for the support, and we'll try our best to stay as authentic as we can. If we do fall off the rails a little bit, check us, man. Yeah. Just check us. But go ahead and read our first. We don't have to review the name.
Yeah, you know who you are.
We're gonna read their reviews, and you know, just an appreciation, because we do appreciate the feedback. So
this person, I love this person. It's more like a sister to me, but her message was, when she saw this video, she just shocked. Like, what are you talking about on the video, you know? Mm-hmm. So she said, hell nah. I saw the video was up on YouTube and saw 57 minutes and 25 seconds. Instantly thought, wow, really, Lithi and Henry? And then, she's meaning like, what do you got important to say?
Just as far as translating in English, what that means from Tongan.
Yeah. I was hooked as soon as I started to watch. Before I knew it, it was over. Definitely took me right back home, Tonga. I relate so much to you guys' topics that were brought up for discussion on first episode. I felt a personal attack when you mentioned both your moms, Fiepa Langi, or in another word, wanna be white. Because that's what my Tongan family and island friends call me. Literally, because I migrated here to New Zealand and was brought up in a Palangi area, or the white area, and that's all I knew. Anyways, we need to collaborate. Love you guys so much.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm definitely going to read my next one. This is a little bit lengthy, but you know, bear with me. And this comes from the person's heart, but shout out to you, bro. I really appreciate the detail and what you felt from last week's episode, Origin. So I'm just reading from the beginning. Bruh, I hear you. You are not alone. Hashtag, I am a heathen. Hashtag, anti-Christ. Christianity and Jesus Christ is not of our land and not of our people. That shit is foreign to our soil. The European, parentheses, white people came to our land, seeing how unified a country with multiple kings were, and said, no, this can no longer go, and caused divisions and oppressed us through war, and promoted their white Christ as our people's only salvation to ending the war. So I guess he's meaning that because we were losing the war with the Europeans, that the only way out was that we accepted their Christ, but at the same time, we weren't colonized in the island of Tonga. Going back, right, Christ is our people's only salvation was ending the war, and putting a once thriving kingdom with multiple rulers under one ruler, that's when the first king of all of Tonga called his first church of Tonga, Siasi Tonga Tua
Tawataina.
Okay, sorry, I didn't want to butcher
it's
that.
Another name for another church in Tonga.
Okay, which I believe was he was saying to the Europeans that fucked our country up is, yes, okay, we believe in your Christ as our creator, but our land, you will leave now. And so right there, leave now. Sorry, this is pretty lengthy. I'm trying to make sure I don't screw this up. Christ, creator, leave now. And leave our lands. There will be no more killing of our people, our sons, raping of our women, and no more war. A matter of fact, leave our island and never come back, which is why Tonga has never advanced like the other poly countries, or I believe the islands is what he meant. They were completely left alone because of a whole country that bows to Jesus. You too woke. You too are woke, and everything in this country is black and white. If anyone thinks otherwise, they still sleep. It's just like our whole country believing in a white Christ. So it's impossible to wake a nation that doesn't want to be woken because of white supremacy. Christ and Christ, they believe in white, or how can Disney tell a better story of Polynesian lands? And our own people, all Tongan history is only told by white people. And in the schools, they mostly teach Jesus Christ. Tonga is a sleeping giant, never to be woke. I'm pretty sure they don't talk about anything Tonga believed in back in the days at school or in church. It's probably forbidden, or they don't have any clue maybe why they refer to us as coconuts. Nah, but for real though, everyone can say that Jesus ain't white, but the one I grew up learning about was still white. So yeah, shout out to you, bro. That was pretty lengthy, like I said. But man, I appreciate the feedback so much. So yeah, I felt that though. I definitely felt that because, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not trying to generalize it too much, but maybe some of us really feel like that. So I love you, bro, and thank you for that feedback, man. You want to read the next one?
What's the next one? Oh yeah, this one. This one is another person who I consider a sister as well. Her mother did a lot for me. So anyways, rest in peace to her mom. Y'all are amazing. Two different point of views on life from start to finish. Definitely good to hear about faith in Christ. That's right. As well as you polys being mixed up in a different race, I can definitely relate. That was a good podcast. Keep up the good work, y'all.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to you. You know who you are. Man. And, you know, thoughts and prayers also still for your mother, because she was very, very, she played a key role in me and my wife's relationship. So we're definitely going to highlight her one of these episodes. But thank you for that, sis.
Thank you, sis.
This next feedback, this is our fourth person to give us feedback. But, you know, the next two will be my boys. So. This one right here is going to be a little close to home, but you know, I appreciate the feedback, bro. And it goes, I loved it, bro. I think it was a really good introduction episode. You got to stop cutting your girl off when she's speaking, LOL.
Thank you, bro.
But it was real genuine, and the topics were cool. You carried it really well. Your voices sounded nice too. I'm interested in to see what you guys are going to talk about on the next episode. What y'all have in mind? Well, it's funny that you're bringing that up, because we're definitely on episode 2 now, and some of the subjects we're bringing up are, you know, hopefully going to carry over very well for you guys. I hope you are very in tune with what we're about to talk about, but I appreciate the feedback, and I definitely hear what you're saying. I will try my best to work on me not cutting off my wife. Mm-hmm. That's why I started wearing glasses in this episode, too.
All of a sudden.
No, I just felt the theme, so. This last feedback comes by way of my boy from down south, and I guess apparently they don't have enough islanders or Pacific Islanders in the south, so we got to do something about that so we can balance the scales or balance the ratio. But it goes, N-word, so y'all not black? Okay, well, I really enjoyed the episode. I think definitely the female perspective was cool about it, but you know, you had a lot to talk about like we always talk about, and I was feeling it. Keep doing y'all thing. And that was our.
There were others.
There was more feedback, but it was really the first five that came to us, man. Yeah. Thank you all very much for that. And if there was more feedback to come, we definitely are going to hear that out. But yeah, man, thank you for helping us execute that goal for the five listeners. So you know, that was solid. Right? And that's no knock to any of the other listeners. Hey, if you guys have something to give us, hey, give us feedback.
Even if it's negative. Yeah. You know, we accept anything. You know, we want to know what your feedbacks, what you got in mind, and yeah. you know what you have to say.
Yeah.
We'll take it all.
So definitely now moving on to our final subject of what we all came here to talk about, which is our conversation segment of the show.
Yes.
And before we even get to the next seven subjects, we're going to continue off where we left off last week about talking on the firmament, okay? And to really get more in clarity of what we were talking about, I had brought up the subject of the firmament. My wife was unaware of it. And I really was just trying to, you know, give her something to really look at a different angle. This is, you know, some part of my mind that's really conspiracy-like, but, you know, y'all just bear with me. I'm going to go ahead and read that part of the segment in the Bible that really speaks on the firmament, and then I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on the firmament. It says here in the Bible, "Then God said, 'Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.' Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day." And I don't know too much into that detail of what that part of the scripture was saying. I didn't do any studies on it. I just know that if it said that in the Bible, you know, I'm not saying it validates this argument that we live under a dome, but it's pretty interesting that the Bible would reference that. And to get more detail, what do you feel from that?
To be honest, this is my first time even hearing that, you know, from the Bible.
Did you get what I was talking about last week?
Yeah, though? but the last week, touching up on it, it hasn't changed my mind of we're not in the dome, you know, but
that's what you believe.
That was just a lack of understanding, mm-hmm. and just not knowing overall, you know, because I haven't researched on it.
Yeah.
Growing up in Tonga, we don't talk about those kind of things, you know, but I'm sure, you know, over the years I was young, you know, didn't even pay attention. So maybe they did talk about those things, but just that alone, I can say for me, it validates that we are, because it says it on the Bible. But then again,
I mean, you know,
people has different perspectives.
Some people believe in seeing, and others believe in, you know, hearing as well. But so the firmament, these are some points that I wanted to bring up with you. Guys, to really look up our Mark Sargent. He's really pushing not only the flat earth community, but he's really adamant about the whole dome over the flat disc earth and you know, representing the firmament. If you're really interested in this, go ahead and search up Mark Sargent, another person or a figure of history. To really get more into this whole firmament thing is Richard Byrd. If you have some time, look him up and really get your studies on him. But so map manipulation. Old American maps of the world depicted Africa smaller than America, when it was actually the opposite. What I mean by that was, like, so old textbooks, what they were teaching us back in the day at mm-hmm. school, they would always depict that Africa was smaller than America. I don't know if that was an ego thing, but that was always a manipulation of the actual world map.
Yeah.
And most people always thought that to be the truth. So that was one form of manipulation of how we, I guess, those who are interested in the firmament, believe the government were trying to control people to make them believe that there was this dome, there wasn't a dome, and that the world was always round and America was bigger than Africa. That's just one part. Many expeditions discovered in Antarctica and those who did the expeditions were sworn under oath to never discuss what was discovered past the ice. You know where Antarctica is, right?
Yeah, the coldest place.
Right? Yeah. It's one of the continents of the seven.
Seven.
Yeah, well, shout out to seven again. but yeah, so as the firmament goes, outside of the earth being a flat disc, mm-hmm. is an ice wall. Okay, so mm-hmm. If what they were saying was that these expeditions that took place towards the Antarctica, whoever was doing these expeditions had to swear an oath that if they found anything past the ice, they were never allowed to disclose the information behind it. So, you know, what was so adamant that they had to keep secret behind there?
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Richard Byrd had made accounts that there were green pastures, vegetation, and forests behind the walls of ice. That he's seen these things. That he saw Richard Byrd. And I'll get more into detail who that guy is, but this was the guy who actually
went... Are these people still alive?
Richard Byrd's not. He's dead. But Mark Sargent is the guy who's doing all the study on this and really pushing the flat earth community. He also said there was signs of a higher intelligence, a higher civilization when he came into contact with beings behind the ice.
Wow.
So
are you saying there's another...
I'm not saying. I'm saying this is the studies I've gotten into as far as learning more about this whole concept of the firmament. Mark Sargent has done the studies himself, and I've just been learning about it. And this guy, Richard Byrd, who was the most, like, ballsiest guy to ever do this expedition, went that far in. You know what I'm saying? And this also leads to other theories such as flat earth, hollow earth, and a simulation, that we might be possibly living in a simulation. But those are things we can talk about in another episode. A higher civilization. He also stated that they were advanced in unimaginable technology, that there was flying vehicles and stuff like that of that nature, that we've actually been monitored by these higher beings of civilization for years. We just never knew it because they were watching us, but we could never watch them. The United Nations, now this is the crazy part, the United Nations, this is every nation with nuclear power and military force in agreement, signed a treaty of Antarctica that there would be no militarization of Antarctica. You understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
What you just said.
Yeah, no militarization. What does that mean?
I don't know what that word means.
That's what I was asking.
Then
okay, I'm going to explain it.
I'm sure some of the people can relate to that. They don't even know what that means.
Okay, well then maybe you're right. So anyways, that no nation and out of all the continents is allowed to militarize a force or army on grounds of Antarctica, that nobody's allowed to build an army there.
That's crazy.
That they all agree to. But this is the thing,
there's
is
gotta
is
be
you
a
can
reason why, though.
You can actually look this up, and it's an agreement, it's a treaty that no nation can inhabit that land with militarized force.
That's crazy.
So it's like, what the hell? So you guys want to blow each other up and go to war with each other, but you guys don't want to, you know, blow smoke over in Antarctica? What the hell's going on over there? Now here's some more crazy facts about that. Airspace, international waters, Interpol cannot, will pretty much, they'll regulate you from going too far into Antarctica. This is Interpol. This is a world agency that takes care of matters in international waters or international affairs. And they're the ones who are going to check you first before you go any further past towards Antarctica. So you, even if you try to sail there by yourself, you're not going to make it too far without somebody, you know, coming to check on you. The question is who owns and governs the continent if the population is under 1,000? Most of the inhabitants are scientists and researchers, if not the populace. And the land isn't even inhabitable. So nobody could even live in Antarctica. Why are those scientists and researchers there? And they make up most of the population there in Antarctica. There's not even indigenous people there. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of tribal people in every other country you go to. There's the Native Americans in America. There's the Polynesians in the South Pacific. There's the Aborigines in Australia. But there's no indigenous people in Antarctica. So obviously it's not supposed to be people in there. Now, when I was working at the airport, okay, this is an interesting fact, and it's not illegal for me to give this information. When you go into the captain's cockpit, all right, the radar or the map that they read, it doesn't read as a global map. It reads as a flat map. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but you read it as a flat map, meaning that where you would interpret it as you traveling around the world, it actually looks like you're traveling a flatter earth. I'm not saying that I'm validating that myself. That's what I saw when I would clean the cabin. And that kind of tripped me out. But pilots on account swear to an oath that they're never allowed to discuss what they see or experience during flights. If they ever break that oath, then, you know,
I'm sure somebody broke it.
Yeah, although there was a few people. Yeah, but, you know, big whistleblowers. But if you download the Flight Tracker app, this is interesting. because I actually checked this myself, and you can go on YouTube and check this out for yourself. If you download the Flight Tracker app, it's an app that tracks your flights from wherever you're leaving from to where you're going. If you're going east or west towards the South Pacific, the map actually doesn't track that far along. It stops. I don't know how to explain that, but you can't go too far east past Australia without the map stopping, which indicates that if it was a round world or a sphere, you would just go back and round in a circle. But the map, if you download this app, doesn't read it that way. It's when you go past Australia, the map actually stops reading at one point. So that's a weird fact. NASA, the National Aeronautic Space Administration, in the old Hebrew language, also means deceive. That's pretty funny and coincidental. Not to mention, all NASA ever does is show us pictures to the public, but not at all actual footage of missions. The news, media, and Hollywood help condition the minds of the public to believe the studies and statistics written by their own researchers, not the astronauts who actually explored space. The astronauts are briefed before and debriefed after missions, and are sworn to death, not just to oath, to never reveal any knowledge or findings in said mission. So, was the moon landing real or not? Can't you just record with your phone if you're up there in space? And have you ever seen with your own eyes a space rocket pierce the atmosphere? When you get some time, search Apollo crash mission and tell me what you see. Dome or bad preparation? And then the United Nations symbol is the actual geographical map of the world. It is, and then that's pretty much as far as I got. But hearing all that, now that I'm pretty much done elaborating, what do you feel about all that? The firmament.
The one thing that I, you know, because all of that are giving us by men, you know, like mankind, yeah. You know. But what I, for just my thought, because I'll be honest with you. It is so much in my mind whenever I hear people argue about what they think of it. Mm-hmm. I see it as like it's a flat surface, like, you know, and there's
three. Is this what you're coming up with yourself right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just going off by I'm seeing and what you're explaining all that. I'm seeing it as there's three heavens. Do you get it?
Oh.
So. Where we're at is Earth.
Okay.
In the Bible, it doesn't say heaven. It says heavens. Mm. So this is us. The second one is the holy.
Okay.
And then the third one is holiest.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so there's no under.
To this.
Yeah, there's no under. Mm. We are the under. We are the people that's still trying.
That's what you're getting from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we are the people that's still trying to grow.
Okay.
And then the next one, I feel like if we're good right here, I'm just saying of what I'm
yeah, you're
I'm
just
thinking.
Giving us your thoughts.
Yeah. The second one, there is like, we give another chance. Do you get it?
Yeah.
And then.
Are you speaking as far as in the Mormon belief of celestial?
No, because I don't even know anything about Mormon.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know anything about any religion.
You're just going off your understanding.
You know, I'm going
off
of what I'm thinking, just what you're saying, and why I even said that the last episode of saying it's flat. We are the heaven, I guess. Heavens, there's multiple heavens. There's three heavens. I don't even know anything about that. This is just what I'm getting
from
what you're saying, and I feel like us people are so corrupted in the made
information
that we're forgetting the bigger picture. We're forgetting of what to focus on. We're forgetting what to go by. I haven't even read up the verses on that, which I'm gonna go now because now I'm interested. Now I wanna search. I wanna look for it. But just by my own thoughts right now, this is what I'm getting from it. Like, this is God, and there's like I feel like there's another. Yeah. Another level for us to maybe when we die we go there, you know, who knows. And that's just me. So
no, that's cool. I'm glad that that's what you felt. Honestly, when I first got hit with this information, there was
a lot
I was just flowing like that, like, what does this mean, how many possibilities and stuff like that. But no, I'm glad you elaborated on that, babe. I love you for that.
I love you.
That makes me feel not so weird that I'm doing this kind of research.
It's just so much information to take in.
Yeah,
you know, if you really
is.
Just sit and think for yourself. Mm-hmm. Your own thoughts, you're not going to care about what people are giving out, you know.
With that being said, there is more information to that if you want to do your own research, but that's some of the things I just dropped. I'm actually a lot deeper into the studying and the research itself. And if you really want to hit me up and talk about it, hey, hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and I'll drop those handles sometime later on. We got to move on.
Yes.
All right, that was last week's episode, finishing off on the firmament, and I'm glad for your feedback. Now, moving on to our next 7 subjects of discussion. 1, fighting. 2, camping or grouping. 3, guilty until proven innocent. 4, parenting. 5, in-laws. 6, women. 7, secret societies. Which one would you like to talk about?
You go. You pick.
Okay, so you picked last episode, so I'll go first this time. I'm going to go with fighting.
Of course.
What are you going to pick?
In-law.
Okay, so in-law. So we'll go fighting first, and then we'll talk about in-laws after, and then we'll follow along. So with fighting, right? Now, you know me. I like to believe I had violent tendencies.
No, you didn't.
Okay. No. Fighting to me is almost second nature, but I believe it to be a form of communication. Mm-hmm. You can tell a lot about a person when they're fighting.
Yeah.
Regardless if they can fight or not, but just the message they're bringing behind. And why I wanted to put that on as a subject was that before our relationship started, something happened between you and another person, and an issue exploded to where you ended up getting into an altercation / confrontation with a group of people, all because you were dating this person and you were in love with this person, and you got called out and you didn't back down. However, you didn't win the fight either. The thing is, between me and you, why this is such a prominent subject was I was trying to fight for you. Except I didn't fight physically, you did. You fought physically and you bared the marks and the scars, but I was fighting, trying to stop my old ways so I could be with you. However, on your side, you really fought the person. And why I brought that up today was like, you're not as violent as I am. You're actually very caring and very considerate, and you're willing to talk things out. But there's only 2 times I've ever actually known you to fight as long as we've been together. And I've always thought it interesting that as loud and rambunctious as you are, you don't actually ever fight anybody. Not that I'm saying you're scared, but those are the only ever 2 incidents. It was the one time at Walmart, and this time I'm talking about. So would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
First, I'll talk about the fighting you're talking about. One thing that I know about my husband in this relationship, he's not the one to talk. And I'm not just putting him out to build him up or anything like that. He's really about, like, you want the smoke, you're going to get it. And I was trying to stop that. I was the type of person, I'm not gonna confront you on anything. I'm not gonna come in and confront anything if you're running your mouth about me. You know, like, unless you say it to my face, oh, then it's gonna happen.
But yeah, you won't run away from
it. But I won't run away from it. I was always the type of person that I cared about my reputation. I cared about how I carried myself as a woman.
Your character,
you know,
as well.
And that was had to come from my grandma because of how I was raised, you know, from the last episode that I spoke about. But my husband is the type of person, he don't even waste time. He gets on, and then after that feel bad. And I'm like, why you even go through that route? Why don't you just talk it out? But he's not. He's came along.
What did Mike Colo say about his dad?
You told me to knock him out. What do you mean? Are you gonna go snitch me out to the police?
Man. Shout out to you, Mike Colo, man. That had me dying.
I listened to you so much, man. You're hilarious. Anyways, but my husband is that type of person. He's about, and I feel like that has to do with his upbringing as well.
Yeah.
He was the one to quick to take over, and if it's bad, then we'll talk about it. But he always was willing to talk about it. It was never like, you know, I remember this one time.
I'm,
you remember?
I don't even know. I'm just, whatever all, it is, I just hope it doesn't
we've
make
all
me look
got, we all went and had a good time. And I remember this is the people that invited us, and things
Wait,
got
did
out
I get
of
my
hand.
Ass kicked?
No, you oh. beat the guy.
Well, I mean, either way, I don't mind. I'm just, it's who I got my ass beat.
So,
the, you know.
The people that invited us was the people he beat up because they didn't act right. But we were all drunk. And so he's the type, even when he's drunk or not, is always, and I always try to break that down, but I knew he had to go through a lot of
levels.
Yeah, levels. Layers. For him, not me changing
stages.
Him. So it balances us out because we're very dominant people and we're about, I was about that. But the one thing that I balance him on is really like, it doesn't have to get that way. You know, it doesn't have to get physical. We can either figure out how to do it or just leave it alone, walk away from it. That was my number one thing, is walking away from it. It's not going to hurt me. It's not. It's just, it makes the other person feel like, oh, you scared? No, that's not what it is. I don't want nothing. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to. And that's what he had to. And for me, what I learned from him was just that was speaking for myself. Stand up for yourself, not always having to be nice, you know, because there's times people take that for granted, like, and that's what I had to go through. So that's what I got from you, that we balance each other out as far as fighting, not just physically, but we can walk away from a problem that can just avoid it, period.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that, because the reason why I really wanted to talk about was, like, I wanted to highlight the fact that you balanced me out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not passive. But at the same time, you ain't no bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's smoke, you know, yeah, we get it. But then at the same time, if we can talk this out, that's the person you've always been. And that's what rounded my character and really influenced me to stop doing the stupid shit I was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I could hit a person and I don't know the situation. I just know somebody's yelling and I was like, this person's yelling at my wife. Bam.
Yep.
That's and then next thing you know, it's like, no, we were just yelling about, like, if the shoe fits or not. And we were in Payless. I'm like, what the hell? Whoa, why were you yelling so loud at my wife? And it's like, dude, you know, because it's a you and a gay guy talking, and you and gay people start talking loud. And I have nothing against gay people, but I'm like,
oh, I love them.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, shit, I had no idea, bro. But it's going to look like, dude, you hate gay people. You just gay bash somebody. You committed a hate crime. Like, no. It was my lack of understanding. It's just my nature. I just get abrupt and pow.
But we balance each other out on that. You
and
know?
Why I wanted to speak on is because, so I made the statement earlier, was like, to me, fighting is a form of communication. That's what I believe it to be. Martial arts, formal sports, whatever you take in, boxing or, you know, taekwondo or, you know, Muay Thai, whatever it is, I believe fighting to be a form of communication. And sometimes when you fight, you let it out. You really just kind of let it out, but you don't always have to. And there's different forms of fighting, you know. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual. And a lot of times when we try to walk away from the fight, you know, there are those who don't let you walk away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to bring clarification on that, because it's really all about respect, man. Like, that's what fighting eventually is the result of. It's like, you're either going to get respect or you're going to take it. And I'm not trying to make this sound like I'm this macho guy. I've got my ass kicked plenty of times. I got my ass kicked more times than I've ever won in fights. Majority of that was either because I was running my mouth or I got jumped. But both were never good anyways. But fighting is a form of communication, because sometimes you just can't let it out in other ways that eventually just blows up. Mm-hmm. And when you let it all out, for me, I come from a different type of era where it was like my uncles and them always taught me, look, if you're going to fight that person, fight and let it all out. Once it's done, shake it up, you know, go and get something to drink, or you guys just chill after that, kill it off. But if you guys keep carrying this on, it just keeps bringing more fire here, fire here, and nobody ever solves anything. It eventually turns into gang shit and people get shot.
Yep.
And why I thought that was cool for with us to talk about is because what I've learned from you over the years is I can fight people, but I don't have to hit them.
Yeah.
You know, so I can silence myself and walk away. I'll never have to talk to you again. You will never have my peace of mind knowing that you yourself made me get angry, but I didn't have to hit you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I've always loved that about you, because there are people, even now, and this is, you know, I don't have to bring them up, but you know who I'm talking about. Whether it's brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, family, friends, associates, affiliates,
cousins.
people who've done you wrong, know that they've done you wrong, and still make it seem like you did more wrong to them.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is I've seen this firsthand myself, but where I would want to go beat these motherfuckers up, you literally have the peace of a fucking, like, of a snail, because I'm like, dude, why don't you go call these motherfuckers out? And it's like, no, no, I'm not gonna give them the pleasure of knowing that they take that from me. And I love that about you. And that's why I wanted to talk about fighting, because
you
fight, but you don't fight the same fight I fight. So we balance each other that way. And I love you for that. Our next subject was in-laws. Would you like to start? Would you like to, because I'm really interested to hear what you want to start this.
Yeah. Let's talk about in-law. I'm saying. Nah, I you know.
Shout out to all my in-laws. I love each and every one of y'all.
So for my in-law.
Yeah.
My husband was raised by his mother's side. So I consider them more of the in-law than it is with his father's side, because they came like a later in, you know, in
this
his
life.
This
is a story for another time.
But it's another story with them. It was tough. You guys can't lie. You guys probably dealing with the same thing.
All of us have been there.
And for me, it was kind of... I love my mother-in-law. If there's one thing that I love about her is that she minds her own business. She really minds her own business. And I know that it's word of mouth around, or like that's getting into her to react a certain ways. But I can tell you one thing about my mother-in-law. She has her own mind, her own self. But when it all first started, when I did it, of course, he's the oldest, mama's boy, really, really, you know, that's his mom's everything. Like, so here I come, coming from a background who's just as dominant as they were. And it was like a challenge of having to adjust to this family, because one, we're both Tongan, you know, and it wasn't like a race, like there was like a
it wasn't a like cultural disconnect.
Yeah, it wasn't like a cultural disconnect. It was more so
how we were raised.
See, I came from an old background, like a background where it's like, this is how we were raised. And when I went to their...
You're talking about as far as Faka Papa?
Yeah. Faka Papa means it's just respect.
It's a code of respect. Yeah. Unseen, unwritten code, but everybody knows if you come from the island of Tonga.
Yeah,
Same thing with Fa Samoa.
So for my mother-in-law, of course, single mom, just like mine. And, you know, we all know single moms are very, like, they're very dominant. Like, they're very independent.
Man, you were a hot single mom when I first met you. I don't know about your kids, but shit.
Nah. But I had a rough time with first coming into the family. Yeah. People not liking the way I was, or whatever the reasons behind.
Now, you know my mom and my sisters are listening to this.
That's fine. Mom and sisters, they love me.
My mom and my sisters love my wife.
Yeah. It's a tough relationship that we have. Now, we've moved on. I've been with my husband for going on 11 years. Like, because we've known each other for that long, 2009. But we came a long way. And the one thing that I've always appreciated my mother-in-law was, she was always minding her own. She never gets in our business. Like, when we get into it, it's like, y'all on your own. Give me the kids, you know? But it was never, she means well. She, you know, we have the little differences where, like, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law has their ways of not liking each other or whatever. But for me and my mother-in-law, it was a little bit different. She knows exactly. She understood, because her mother, the way she explains it, reminds me of how my background was. So I feel like the generation of mine is... I compare it to hers. Like, she came at an age that how I came to America. So we kind of like understand each other in a level that her kids won't understand it. Because I all have a good
conversation. You're talking about as far as like growing up the same as my mom.
Yeah, as your mom.
But not the same as my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. So my sister-in-law, it was just another version of me. You know, but someone growing up here in America.
I'm saying.
That's crazy. And so we starting up, you know, we weren't doing the right thing, like getting married and, you know, like a Tongan look up for, like getting married before having a baby. We didn't go through that process. We just dated. No one really support us. So of course we did our own thing, and we just moved on and had a kid and from there. But to make it short, the reason why I brought up in-laws, because we had came a long way as well, as far as, like, them and me, but there was never a time where like, oh, I cut you off or I cut. There was always like an understanding.
Yeah. There was a mutual thing that you guys shared, and that's like, and hey, we don't need to go that far.
And I can't say that for a lot of
relationship
out there, because for me, my mother-in-law is real. Like, she'll tell me like it is. Like, she'll never she'll never go behind my back to talk to my husband.
What you say about my mama?
She'll never go behind my back to talk to my husband about, oh, what you do. It came to a realization. That there's a boundaries for certain things, you know? So that's what I have to say. But as...
No, I definitely agree with you. You know,
you can tell the real story about your in-law.
I'm gonna say my in-laws. You best believe that. But before I do, I just wanted to say that it was very grown up and mature of you to say those nice things about my family. Because...
But behind cameras, I don't say that.
Oh, you be running your damn mouth.
I'm just kidding.
No, but my wife and my family have a great relationship, and I love it because, you know, even when it's bad, it comes to a point when it's time to talk, they all talk. So yep. I'm grateful for that. For me, on the other hand, on my side of things, yeah, man, like, this is going to get real rough. I mean.
Say it like it is, man.
I had to beat your brother's asses.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I don't say that to like highlight myself and brag, but like that's how real things got between me and your family, because I didn't even think shit. Like, I thought I was the coolest person around with people. I thought I was a real mellow dude. I didn't think I'd have to ever get like real like that with your family, because I was thinking like, hey, look at these are a bunch of fives. They're coming from Tonga, so I don't have to worry about them, you know, being too rowdy and stuff. But it was actually the opposite. It was just. I think the misunderstanding I had with your in-laws, and this is why I brought the subject
with your
up.
In-law?
With my in-laws, your family. Damn. You know how much I love your brothers.
I know.
I love those guys to death. I love your sisters.
You talk to them after you beat them.
Even as much as your mom gives me a hard time, I love your mom to death too, because I know at the end of the day, you guys are rooted in a great foundation, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But the incident I had with your brothers... So we all go out, and these guys have never drank, hung out, you know, functioned together with my wife. My wife was still kind of with the whole fuck up thing. The code of respect was like, I've never drank around my brothers, and I don't want them to see me like this. I don't want to see them like that. But at the same time, we're coming into this day and age where it's going to happen. It's either
they do it. This is story before Christ.
Yeah, this is before my walk. This is when I was, you know, walking. Like, when my own road beat,
running now.
You know what I'm saying? I was out there functioning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the Bay to LA, you feel what I'm saying? You for sugar down me, brethren? Yeah, cuz. No, I was all over the place, man. I was still trying to discover myself, but when I came to Vegas, I was finally starting to settle down with my wife, learning a lot about myself and her, and really trying to get refined as a man and become a man. When her brothers moved to Vegas, oh my God. You know, they fell into the lifestyle, and that's not me talking shit to them. That's just me being real. Like,
yeah.
they were in the lights, and the atmosphere caught a hold of them, and they're drinking with different types of people. And then, you know, it's just one incident I'm just going to talk about. It was my
baby shower
for our son coming up, and, you know, people just drinking and smoking, people getting crossfaded, music playing, bumping loud, and, you know, men, women. You know how the things go. It's supposed to be a function for a baby shower. However, it just became a house party from out of nowhere. All these people showing up, and the thing that killed me was the alcohol consumption and how sometimes people cannot handle their liquor. They can't handle their liquor or their alcohol. However, nobody disclosed to us that these motherfuckers didn't know how to hold their alcohol.
No.
That's not my fault.
Yeah.
So, one dude, two dudes, all three of her brothers were acting up. And it was my mom's house. We were throwing the function there at my mom's house. Now, be advised, the next part coming up is just real facts. But the youngest brother was running his mouth, and he was just acting stupid. And I was like, all right, cool. So this is heating up and I need to calm him down. Then the oldest brother wasn't calming anything down. If anything, he was just really more kind of spectating, watching stuff unfold. And the middle brother, the one who started everything, 30 minutes before had took off down the street running because I think he went
got
to go. No, you said something and he went, worked out and ran a mile and then came right back. Came into the house all loud and, you know, in a ruckus, was like, let go, why you say this to me? Don't do this to me. You my sister. And he's just alone, loud, man. Yelling. And, you know, we can look back at it and talk about
and
it. And laugh about it. But he was hurt. I don't know what the hell you said to him. You hurt his feelings. And I was trying to calm him down. And I just told him, hey, this is my mom's house. Don't break anything. And watch how you're talking to my wife. I know that's your sister, but that's still my wife. He's like, that's my sister. And I can talk to her anything I want to. And I was like, okay, bro, I get it. But you take that outside because it's about to get real in a few seconds if you don't stop with your tone. And, you know, one thing led to another. And he didn't do it. So I pushed him out. I didn't hit him. I just pushed him out the house. And I pushed the oldest brother of the house, so the middle and the oldest get pushed out. I didn't know the little brother was right behind me, and he was just running his mouth, and I was like, hey, you gotta get out, bro. You just gotta get out. Why? Who's gonna make me? Bro, get out. And he didn't listen. Boom! I was just tired of it, and I hit him, and he dropped. And as soon as I hit him and he dropped, then now the other two brothers see me do this, and they came back in the house, and boom, bust my door, and I was like, holy sh... Man, like, I got mad about it. And what was sucked about it was my wife the whole time was getting mad at me. You're not helping me. Look at what your brother's doing to my mom's house. And, you know, one thing led to another. Then now I'm outside in the front with the oldest brother. Boom, I drop him. And then after he fell to the floor, he was like, dude, this is not good. I'm beating her brothers up. And it had nothing to do with... We were all on the same level of alcohol. I wasn't that drunk. They weren't that drunk. They just didn't know how to control it. And then after I dropped the oldest brother, now here comes the middle brother, the one who started it all, tackles me to the ground and fell asleep. I don't know how the hell this happened, but he fell asleep as soon as he tackled me. So I didn't even bother beating him up because he fell asleep. Or maybe he knocked himself out. And I got up and I myself had to pick the brothers up, put them in a van, and we had to drive them home. Like, if that wasn't love, man, I don't know what it is. I guess I'm just a messed up dude. But, you know, after all that and learning about that was that my in-laws... We're so new to the fact that they've never functioned with their own family. Yeah. And what I've always tried to do as far as being around your family was just be a positive influence. Because there were just more times than that than your brothers have acted. So even your sisters.
Yeah. It's the upbringing. We were too strict. It was too strict for us to be ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why they couldn't adjust to that. But
I mean, looking back at it now, like, I just pray that they... That... Because, you know, I'm not judging them, but, you know, there's a reason why we're not around each other anymore.
Yeah.
And they're figuring their stuff out just as much as we're figuring our stuff out. And I just want to say, even if you're listening now, Thuggles, I love you guys to death.
Yeah.
No matter what. I don't care what I said here on this podcast. I'm just telling the truth as far as from my perspective. If you guys saw it or felt it a different way, if you guys want to talk about it, you know what it is, man. I know where you guys are at and you guys know where I'm at. But the reason why I shared that was because I love you guys no matter what. If you don't believe I loved you, I would have never put you in that van and took you guys home. Mm-hmm. Washed you guys up, cleaned you guys up. You know what I'm saying? And still tell my wife, I still had to kiss my wife's ass and tell her that I'm so sorry for doing that. I don't hate your brothers, but at the same time, nobody checked them because they've never been in this environment and setting. And it was like the one few time that I've ever actually beat somebody up and we got closer. You know what I'm saying? Because after that, man, my in-laws and us have always been cool since then.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of current events, what's going on, shout out to you guys. We still love you, you know. But there's some things we do have to discuss. And to the people that know who I'm talking to, that's just what that is. But I still pray over you guys. And I pray that you guys not only get everything in your life, but that everything that's coming to you, you pray for. And shout out to you guys. And I love you guys and miss you guys.
I think that's what forgiveness comes in, you know?
And, whoa, hey, that's crazy.
No, the reason why I'm saying that is
because... Dang, I like how you tied that around.
Yeah,
Please forgive me, forgive me.
Just like my husband was talking about, that story happened. We did talk about it right after. But after that, we all went our own ways because we've learned and we grow. And like my husband said, you know, we forgave anybody who's listening in.
We're learning, you know, still. We've done it.
It's really forgiving from our heart, letting go. And, you know, if hey, we don't see things, you know, eye to eye, then you know what? We'll leave it at that. But as long as you got to let go of those things, you can actually grow and see what.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? What,
oh, man.
Going in your, what you're going through in life. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, we took up most of the time explaining the whole firmament thing. And I do apologize about that if you were still interested in more of the other subjects. I do want to just say thank you to each and every one of you,
thank
the listeners,
guys.
The hearing of who are catching this.
Yeah.
This is, we don't take this lightly. We really do appreciate each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And before we actually close out today's episode, I do want to give a mention to,
yes,
if you want to sponsor us, if you want to take us on and really you're into what we're doing, because we really all are just about positivity, self-progress, and motivation. That's what Aisle 7 is about.
Yeah.
And my wife and I can honestly say that we're not only enjoying this, we're discovering more about ourselves
and
doing this podcasting thing.
You know,
well. We're really finding therapy in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what I want to mention, is that if you're, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or whatever you're doing in business, if you want to sponsor us and you're listening to this, I can tell you honestly, we're not here to BS or play around with this thing. We're shooting for 12 full episodes,
yes,
into a season. And if you guys are really enjoying this, hopefully we can carry it on even longer.
Yeah.
But we are just speaking our truths from our experience. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to start anything. So if you felt any way kind of offended, hit us up on our Instagram.
Yep.
Our shout outs. I definitely, do you want to give any shout outs?
Yeah. To the Tawanu'us family.
Oh, yes.
I want to highlight them. I have, you know, to Issa, sister,
shout out to my sister,
I love
Issa.
You. Rest in peace. And your family as well. I pray that God comforts peace over you guys. I don't know how it feels to lose a sister, but one thing I know is that I know that you guys are dealing with it. I know that you guys, God is over you guys and watch you guys. So continue to push through, man. Issa lived a great life and set
she
a good example.
A good
so
too.
We love you guys.
Love you.
And thank you guys.
Yeah, as far as shout outs, I want to shout out my cousin, Deki Go Crazy. Go and stream the dude. He is bad at Fortnite. Jeez. I mean bad in a good way. Boy goes off.
Oh,
you feel what I'm saying? And
he
repping the town, East Oakland. Yay! You feel what I'm saying? But nah, real talk, go check out my cousin, Deki Go Crazy. I'll have that handle up and just go check him out. Boy is bad. He puts it down for the community. And I just want to, you know, shout out my cousin. And our last part of the segment, Final Feast, which is our pretty
much.
Oh,
one more person, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, Victoria. Rest in peace to Victoria.
Oh yeah, we're gonna dedicate what?
Yeah,
like we're gonna dedicate a lot of episodes. To
yeah,
this
there's a lot more people that's coming to mind.
To my,
throughout
to my,
the
to my
episodes.
Sister Victoria, but we'll get more into that.
Yeah, throughout our episodes, we're shout out some more people. So
going back into it, final feast. Just our final statements that we want to give before, you know, closing out the episode. Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, just really learn how to forgive. Like. Mm-hmm. I'm learning that as well. I'm not going to say I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I am still going on it, but just really letting go and let God. Forgiveness is a big thing. It's not easy. You can't just forgive today and then tomorrow you get back to lingering in those thoughts, you know? It's really letting God, hey, even if you reach out to the person, they don't want nothing to do with you, hey, at least you did your part. But continue to let go and just let it happen natural. So just really forgive.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Thank you. Forgiveness. I'm feeling and digging that. And I like how you tied that back. For me, Final Feast, you know, with this whole thing, this is, you know, they say talk shop or, you know, just little hearsay, whatever. These conversations we have is just beach talk.
Yeah.
And I just really want to say that, you know, it's 2020. People are pushing 2020 vision. But definitely, man, as hard as you're working, don't forget to get some rest, man.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself some rest. Rest as much as you can when you can. Then get back to work, man. If no one's telling you that, just get some rest, man. And once again, this is Aisle 7, the podcast. I'm Savage. This is my wife.
Liti.
And we just wanted to tell you guys we love each and every
love
one
you guys.
Of you. Get
Thank
out there
you
and get
so
that
much
grind
for
going.
Listening.
And above all else, Jah bless.
Yee.